Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your market update for March 1st, 2024. So this was a full week of activity, especially economic data that the Federal Reserve monitors. So we're going to go over that briefly. There wasn't really any economic news today. In today's special report, what I want to show you guys is an app that we use. Basically, it's a website we use, Altos Research, and how you can use this tool to figure out, is your area that you're looking to buy, is it a buyer's market? Is it a seller's market? Should you rent? What should you do? So I'm going to have that right after my market update report. So stay tuned for that. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm a mortgage advisor licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I'd love to help you navigate the environment if you're looking to buy a house in 2024. But what we do on a daily basis is this. Let's go over where mortgage rates are. Let's see what's affecting these things. And then let's go and look at how much your properties are worth. And we're going to focus in on three major areas. We're going to focus in on Los Angeles, Chicago in New York. So without further ado, let's get over to it. So these are the top six products people use when they're buying their first house. These are not my rates. These aren't any individual bank's rates. What happens is Mortgage News Daily, they do a fantastic job on this. They survey lenders all over the country and ask them these five questions. Reason I do this, folks, it's legal purposes. So bear with me. The five purposes are they're looking to buy their first home. It's going to be their primary home, and it's a single family home. But the things these people have unique is they have a 780 credit score, and they're putting down 25%. You don't need to do that. You basically need, in if you're in a good position, you're either 580 credit score, you can qualify for FHA or VA or USDA, or you have a 620 credit score where you can qualify for conventional loans. And most people, if you're looking at a conventional loan, you need 3% down, not 20 or 25. If you're looking for an FHA loan, you're looking at about 3.5% down. But if you're looking for a VA loan and you're a veteran, God bless you, you're 100% financing, which means zero money down. So you see mortgage rates, they took a little bit of a dip yesterday, and we had some good news out this week, and here's the economic data that we had. Basically, what we're looking at this week is the inflation numbers. Well, the inflation numbers that the Federal Reserve monitors, and they watch the PCE. Okay, it's right through here. It came in right dead nuts on exactly what they predicted. So yesterday we saw the PCE. The expectations were the core PCE month over month was going to come in at 0.4, came in at 0.4. The core PCE year over year was expected to come in at 2.8. It was previously 2.9. So it's still coming down inch by inch by inch. And it came in right in line. Jobless claims, this is another area that the Federal Reserve watches because they have two mandates. One is full employment, which is right here we're going to show, jobless claims, and then AKA inflation. So that's on the PCE report. So the inflation's coming down steady. But then you look at the initial jobless claims. The Fed wants more and more people losing their jobs so people can't spend. Well, that's kind of right where we're looking at right now. Jobless claims, they were supposed to come in at 209,000. They ticked up a little bit to 215,000. So that's basically the news that we had this week. And this is what created basically mortgage rates to be completely flat this week, which I love. So there's really no economic news out today that's really going to affect the markets. You can see the manufacturing index just came in. It was expected to come in at, 51.5. It came in at 52.2. Okay, nothing to write home about, and this won't be a market mover at all. How's this news affecting the bond markets? Well, the bond market, this was just flat. If you look over here, it just tumbled. Why? I'm going to look into that for you because there's really no need for this to tumble. But what you're looking on the screen right here, this is the bond market. This is what my screens look like on a daily basis. My whole goal is to figure out what the heck's going on with mortgage rates because that's my basic primary goal to help you guys with. If a lender can get you approved, we can get you approved. That's not a problem. But what you want to focus in on is who do you want to work with and who can get you the best rate at the lowest fees. And that's what we strive to do. So what you're looking at right here, this is a bond. This bond, it says MBS. Why I focus on this one is the mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. That's yield on this thing is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So we follow this. If the bond yields are going up, well, your mortgage rates are going to go up. If they're going down, well, your mortgage rates are going to go down. So what we follow here is just because this is down doesn't mean rates are going down. This is the price of the bond. So what you got to look at is right through here. The price of the bond, all you need to know is this in its basic forms. If the bond prices are going down, the yields are going up. Okay, so we don't like when bond prices drop. You can see that just ticked from negative 16 to negative 11. So we are live, folks. Okay, so that's what's happening right now. So I'm expecting there's really no news out today. This should basically just flatten out to maybe minus 0.5 to plus 0.5. So nothing really there to write home about. So without further ado, let me get over to what I talked about, how you guys can navigate to figure out what your market is looking like. So what you need to do is go to altosresearch.com. Okay, you're at Altos Research. You go to products, you hit right through here, market report. This is what's going to pop up. Okay, then what you do is the next screen is going to give you something like this. You're going to put in the city that you're looking for, and you're going to hit this button right through here. Okay, so what we have on the screen right now is New York. So let me get my head out of the way for one second. And here's the report. So I just want to show you just some brief things to look at in these reports. And guys, this is free for you right now. Okay, so you can see right through here, 37. It's slightly a seller's market. You can go through here, median price of a home, holy shnikes. New York, 7.5 million, all right, per square inch. Average days on the market, that's upticking. Well, at this price range, yes, it's going to uptick. Median days on the market, 175. Price decreases. You might say, okay, Dan, there's 14% of the homes decreasing. The average decrease is 33%. So this means there's not a lot of people decreasing rates and there's not a lot of people increasing their prices, okay? And then you go down through here. I'm just going to go through this real briefly with you. And if you want to really learn this system, you got to kind of dig into it. But I'm giving you guys the tools to do your own research. You can go down through here and see what's happening with market activities and so forth. And then you can scroll down here to see each price range of a home, how many houses are in that category, and how many days on the market and so forth. You see right through here, homes at 26.5 million or more, there is no new homes and there is nothing on the market. So you can't really find a house there. There's only really two houses in the market here. But let's go over to, I did one also for Los Angeles, kind of the same data that you're having here. Price decreases, that's kind of norm. You might say, okay, that's 28%. Well, the average is 33. So that's kind of on the, I guess I'll say the little bit of the high side, but you also have price increases at 5%. And then you start looking at the median incomes and medium home prices. Then you go down through here and dig into a lot more information from here on some charts. And then you go down through here to see in each price range, what is your competition out there? So are there more new homes coming on the market? How much are they being absorbed? So what this means is for a price range right through here, let's say 1.1 million, you go over through here, there is 51 new homes that are coming on the market. 35 are being absorbed instantaneously when they go out there. So if you look at this, for example, 48 houses came on the market at this price range, but they're going to get gobbled up really quick. But as you move up, the time frames of this days on market increase a little bit, but they're still bidding wars, folks, on homes. So that research right there, that is for the city of Los Angeles. And then we go over to Chicago. Chicago's kind of in the same boat here, folks. You can see price decreases. Now that's an average. Okay, that's hitting it right on the button. So what we have in the Chicagoland area, median listing price is 305. You go down through here per square foot, price decreases. This is normal. Price increases, that's on the low side. You go down through here, market action. Okay, what you're seeing through here, slightly seller's advantage. You go down through here to see what's happening there. And let's see how many houses are on the market and getting absorbed. I always tell people, and this is kind of proving my fact. If you're buying a house at $350,000 or less, those houses are just getting gobbled up fast. And look at the numbers here. We have 379 as the median price. You go over here, there's 56 new listings. There's 54 being absorbed. So basically, as they come on the market, they're just getting sucked up. You can see this price range here. Same thing. Days on market, it's, you know, they are sitting there just a little bit longer than they were, but that is, you know, basically that's the data. So again, guys, on my reports that I do every day, my goal isn't to talk you into buying a house. My goal is to provide you guys all the tools you need to know to make a decision on what's good for you and your family. So that's what we do here on a daily basis. We try to educate you guys on real estate. So if you're looking to buy a house in 2024 and you're like, Dan, I really don't even know what to do, please don't just go to the generic companies out there and just do what they tell you to do. This week I had two people buying and they sent me quotes from a big company out there that shoots stuff in the sky, if you know what I mean. We were able to clobber their rates and their fees. The last person that came in, we were able to give them the same rate, but reduce their fees by $10,000. $10,000 you're going to pay in closing costs. Please don't do that, folks. In today's environment, I wouldn't be paying points unless you really, really have to, or you have excess seller credits. So these are all the things that we navigate you through. So if you're even a realtor out there, please reach out to us. We would love to partner with you to explain to your buyers when they come into the market the best way to get the financing. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this report on a daily basis. If you're looking to work with us, please go to therateupdate.com. There's three ways to reach out to us. There's an apply now button right up through there. You can click that and get started. If you want to call call in or maybe email me directly. Yes, it's me, and I will be responding directly. You're going to scroll down to the bottom of our website, and you're going to stop right through here. This is going to give you our 800 number, which is 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or you can email me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys, today. God bless. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Don't forget to come back next week. And if you haven't yet, you haven't subscribed, please make sure you do that. So every time I post a video and we do live events, you get an alert. Take care, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic weekend. See you next week. Bye-bye.